Not to have the problem. Yes.
Thou art the angel of mercy. Show mercy. For the Huma will not harm any bird. Oh, healing and mercy to the sorrowful. Do thou the same as those two benefactors did. At once, Seraphiel returned to the king. In God's presence, he excused himself and told what had passed, saying, outwardly thou gavest the command to take. Thou didst inspire my conscience to do the opposite of that. The command to take, thou
the
didst...
The confession of a confusion. Israfil is confused because he'll say, listen, here logically you ordered me to do it, but somehow in my feeling there was something against it, so I didn't do it. Yes?
The command to take thou didst address to my ear, the prohibition against hard-heartedness thou didst address to my understanding. Mercy being prior prevailed over wrath, O Lord, whose actions are incomparable and whose dealings are gracious.
Okay, so we heard about this one. Now let's go to the last source, Israel. Yes.
The sending of Azrael, the angel of firm resolution and strong mind, on whom be peace, to seize a handful of clay in order that the body of Adam, on whom be peace, might be quickened. Straight away God said to Azrael, behold the earth full of vain imagination.
Are you listening? Imagination. This is what we were talking about old. You remember, right from the beginning he said imagination is the best part in here. Here, God will tell to Israel that go down and face this complicated fellow with a lot of imagination. If you have a lot of imagination, then you're confused and you don't do anything. At the end of the day, all the imagination and thinking is to become to a point of decision to be responsible, right? Here starts with that, yes.
Find that feeble, unjust old crone. Hark, fetch a handful of clay and make haste. Azrael, the captain of the decree.
Here God will call the earth the puny little one, which is making the haste, doing the bad stuff, because he is resisting the change. That's what the guilt is. Yes.
Azrael, the captain of the decree, went off towards the terrestrial globe for the purpose of requisition. The earth, according to rule, began lamenting loudly. She adjured him. She swore many an oath, crying, O favorite youth, O bearer of the throne, O thou whose command is obeyed in heaven and earth, depart for the sake of the mercy of the merciful. Depart for the sake of him who hath shown kindness unto thee. Depart for the sake of that king who alone is worshipped and with whom no one's lamentation is rejected.
You see that now the earth has no explanation because he gave all the explanation, now there is nothing more. Now he goes back to that special Arabic word, Rahman, which is Rahman, Rahim, and he thinks about that. Have pity on me. Why? Just defending itself. But, yes, he replied.
He replied, these conjurations cannot move me to avert my face from the giver of commands, secret or manifest. She said, after all, he hath commanded forbearance. both are commanded, take the latter on the knowledge, on the ground of knowledge. He replied, that would be an interpretation or an inference. Do not seek to confuse the plain meaning of the command.
Do you remember? You have to go back to this. We talked about this, and it's a very serious subject. Ta'wil means to give priority to something. This is the trick that we are doing when we are interpreting all the holy books. We interpret it the way we like. Rumi started with this and say, don't do that. He talked about the logical sect, the first Islamic sect, who were extreme logical, and they vanished because they ruined everything. Here, Rumi is remembering all of that and say, moment. When there is something that is vague, okay, we could talk about it. But if something is direct order, don't cheat, don't be a liar. Here we should negotiate and interpret? No. There are direct orders, there are something that we know, don't cheat. There are things that we don't. Here he will say, he ordered me to do this, and this is a direct order, so I'll do it. Yes?
If thou interpret thine own thought, 'tis better than thou shouldst interpret this unequivocal. My heart is burning at thy supplication. My bosom is filled with blood on account of thy salty tears. I'm not pitiless. Nay, I have greater pity than those three holy ones or the sorrow of the sorrowful.
Yeah, these three angels, they came, okay, they had pity on you. It's not that I don't have that much pity. I have even more. But I have the order, I have to do my job. Here, we know that Rumi is not really telling you a story about blah, 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 blah. It's a story, made story, to explain what? To explain this. This is a point. There are some stuff that we could think about, we could interpret, we could do in our imagination, this and that, yes. But not everything. There are some precisions in some orders. What is haq? What is no haq? Period. Over there we don't argue. Yes.
If I am slapping an orphan, while a mild-natured person may put halwa in his hand, those slaps are better than the other's halwa. If he be beguiled by the halwa, woe to him. My heart is burning at thy lamentable cry, but God is teaching me a kindness.
Rumi brought you an explanation here. Israel would say, wait a minute. There is this guy doing something, and I just slip it. Is it good or bad? I'm educating the fellow. If I don't do this, this boy will be a bad one for education. I have even to do something which looks harsh, but it's not. Because the outcome is what we are looking for, right? Here we say, this is not the place for that pity. I have to do my job. Yes.
The kindness concealed amidst cruelties, the priceless cornelian hidden in filth. The cruelty done by God is better than 100 clemencies of mine. To withhold the soul from God is agony to the soul.
This is the trick. You say, you know what? Okay, there are these kindness and harshness. The harshness of haq is better than kindness for me. Yeah, because when we are talking about that, we don't argue about the harshness or kindness or blah, 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 that other stuff. This is the trick. Yes.
His worst cruelty is better than the clemency of both worlds. How excellent is the Lord of created beings, and how excellent his help. In his cruelty, there are secret kindnesses. To surrender the soul for his sake increases the soul.
The only trick that we could talk about it and the human being could understand. Out of our understanding, there are a lot of bad stuff happening always, right? The lion just got a baby animal. Is it good or bad? If you're talking about the story of that animal who gave birth and had a baby, yes, this is bad. But if you're watching a documentary that this lion has a lot of babies, they are hungry, and after 3 days, now he hunts something. Is it good or bad? This is what he brings in to Israel, because he knows the life and death. Remember, this is his specialty. He will become that fellow, right? Here he will explain that, listen, when I'm talking about the harp, I'm not talking about a very nice fellow who is very kind. This is a silly picture. It's complete. So he has the kindness and he's harsh in somebody, yes. If you're a bad fellow, he will not excuse you. This is how it goes. It's mixed of both of them. This is something that you should understand. You don't when you are selfish, when hesitating and thinking about yourself only. Yes?
Heart, dismiss suspicion and error. Make thy head a foot, since he hath bidden thee come. His come will give exaltations. It will give intoxication and brides and couches.
Yeah, no way to translate, because this is a very poetic verse which is playing with two words. The first word is tal, means come. This is what Hat is doing to us, right? Calling us. This is that attraction that we talked about a lot. The other one is tali, means wonderfulness, fantastic one. It will say, on Ta'al u Ta'aliha, his Ta'al will give you Ta'aliha. So he's playing with the word to say that kindness, when he's calling you, he's not calling you to punish you, he's calling you to give you something. That's what it is, yes.
In short, never, never can I weaken that sublime command and complicate it.
This is it. Listen, when the orders come from high above, when there is hab, I don't try to turn it around, make it complicated, and translate it. That's that. Yes.
The wretched earth heard all this. In her ear was a plug arising from that evil suspicion. Once more, in another fashion, the lowly earth made entreaty and prostrated herself like a drunken man. He said, "Nay, arise, there's no loss from this. I lay my head and life as a pledge and guarantee. Do not think of entreating. Do not make further entreaty except to that merciful and justice-dealing king."
Why you're begging me? If you're begging, beg him. He will do the work. You're begging me to not to do my job? Yes?
I am a slave to his command. I dare not neglect his command which raised dust from the sea. Say from the creator of ear and eye and head, I will hear, neither good nor evil, not even from my own soul. My ear is deaf to all words but his.